You're on The Brekkie Show with Clay Casadaly. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Road safety starts here. Call 3294 8558. IpswichProDrive.com.au. And Seats R Us. Need a seat replacement? Remember one name. Seats R Us with a seat to suit. 1300 761 569.
G'day, it's Clay here, and you're listening to The Brekkie Show here on 98.9 FM for the best country, joined by the legend Bobby Arlou. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Clay?
Absolutely fantastic, mate. And Woodford coming up, getting extremely excited for that. Give us an idea on what you think the vibe is about Woodford and what keeps dragging you back there.
Oh, man. Where do you start? Yeah, the best thing for me, Woodford, is the festival itself, just the array of different things that you could do. Like, basically, any age, any demographic, you name it, there'll be some sort of music that you enjoy, there'll be some activity that you can get out of it. So, for me, it just brings together a whole bunch of legends, and, it's a great place to meet new people, it's a great place to sort of spend the last few moments of the year.
Absolutely excellent. And also too, mate, going back earlier in your life, you grew up in the Gold Coast, I believe?
Yeah, yep, that's it.
And how would you say that sort of, well, you're always sort of like living near the water at least. Mate, how would you describe your relationship with the ocean?
Oh, man, it's one of those things. You know, my mum's from an island deep in the Pacific called Samoa, and so, you know, she's pretty locked by the Pacific Ocean, so I think she can never really stray too far from it. For me, I love the smell of the salt. Unfortunately, it's not good for some things, but I like the seawater. And you know, for my style of music and the things that I try and portray, you know, the ocean really has its connection with that.
And you say connection with ocean and music and that rhythm of the wave. You definitely you love reggae, obviously.
I do, yep, I definitely. I love the mood that reggae and calypso and a lot of those coastal sort of forms of music create. You know, they really sort of create a mood of just being relaxed and kind of taking the time to breathe and be thankful. And, yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Would you have you've obviously, as an artist, tapped into that beautiful realm of music, and you must obviously have your inspirational artists or other even people. Who would you name as inspirational?
Oh, man, far out. There's so many. You know, you're obviously Bob Marley's the one who really brought reggae music to the world. He made it global. So that's a pretty easy one. But, you know, there's a whole era of musicians around that time. So, you know, the 60s and 70s really was the birthplace of so many great artists. There's, Dennis Brown is a name that comes to mind, Peter Tosh, and Burning Spear. It's a generation of musicians that really brought a genre to the world, which, they're all sort of, now's the time that a lot of those musicians are passing. So there's a lot of reflection, and a lot of the old music's coming back, and in many ways, I don't think, you know, reggae these days isn't as good as the original stuff.
Yeah.
But that's fine, man. That's what change in music does, and time, and you know, I think if you listen to the radio today, a lot of music is influenced by reggae, and like mine.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Mate, you're living down in Byron at the moment, though. Still very close to the water. Have you been to Guitar Bazaar?
Is that the one in Bangalore?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, I'm pretty sure it's the one just down on the way to the main strip there.
Oh, yeah. No, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah,
the tiny one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a great little zone for sure.
And
there's a lot of boutique little, you know, creative stores and music sort of areas in the Northern Rivers. That's another big reason why I moved down here. Yep.
Mm. Do you ever sort of get together with any Indigenous mob down there and sort of jam out?
I haven't in a while because I've been on the road. But you know, now that I'm home and I can get a bit of time, that's something that you know, getting a bit more engaged in the community is something that's important to me.
Congratulations on the 33 dates, by the way, that you managed to finish off on your tour.
Oh, thanks, man. It's been a huge year. You know, it's been something like 200 shows already, so it's sort of it's been a big year, and that's why I'm looking forward to Woodford. You know, it's really sort of the end of the year, a lot of time for reflection. It's a beautiful environment. I'm going to spend the whole time there so I can meet a heap of new crew and watch some new bands and, of course, perform.
Woodford Folk Festival starts the 27th of December and ends on the 1st of January next year in 2017. And you'll be definitely catching Bobby Alou there. Mate, thank you so much for joining me here on the show.
No worries. Thanks for your time, bro. Good luck with the show.
You too. Thank you. This is Bobby Alou with Style.
If there's one thing that you should know about me, it's that I like to cruise. Don't get me wrong, cause I get busy, but that's all news. Cause I'm just walking along this road. Sometimes I'm gliding and keeping with the flow. Yeah, yeah. I hope that you don't mind, cause this is my style and it's been here a while. So I hope that you don't mind, cause this is my style and it's been here a while. And I got me some ambition and I thought you should know. On the next edition, there's always room to grow. Cause I'm just watching all around. Sometimes I'm running and need to slow down. Yeah, yeah.
Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Road safety starts here. Call 3294 8558. IpswichProDrive.com.au. And Seats R Us. Need a seat replacement? Remember one name. Seats R Us with a seat to suit. 1300 761 569.